And yes, we are live in the Grace Dobson studio. And what you hear in the background is our players. And yes, they're having a great time. And we haven't even started yet. Wow. And we're having a good time. We're going to have a good time, too, because there's some great music coming our way. And we welcome everybody, Facebook Live. Hello, everyone. See, everybody wave over here. There you go. Hi. And with us here is Dr. Mark Francis, who's the Executive Director of the Corpus Christi Symphony Orchestra. And Mark, we welcome you as well. And Symphony Orchestra continuing their outreach into the community with more and more great music and wonderful ensembles like we have here today.
Who are these people? I don't recognize them. No, I recognize them, yes. We certainly want to perform for all of Corpus Christi, and we want them, you know, everyone to be a part of this, and this is a great opportunity. Thank you to KEDT for letting our wonderful musicians come in and play for you.
Absolutely. We wouldn't have it any other way. The door is always open for wonderful musicians, especially from the Symphony Orchestra, to come and entertain us here today. And, of course, a lot of folks who are listening that love great classical music and just music in general. So thank you all very much. Our players today, Diana Sipes and Franskoviak. I knew I was going to mess it up sooner or later. Kelly Lignes-Hahn, yes, she threw some shade at me. Scott Poole and Wanda Avila. And thank you all for being here. We appreciate you all very much for being here. And of course, it is that time of year, a wonderful time. I see Wanda has her Christmas lights on over there. So we will end. And she's got a stocking, too. Wow, that's amazing. What is amazing is you're going to play a great selection of music. You've got some Mozart, some Kepke, some Glenn Miller. Wow, some great stuff in here today. So who wants to start us off today?
Well, we're going to get started by playing the Andante and Contradance by Mozart for your listening enjoyment.
And we will enjoy it at that. Thank you very much for coming here today. Woodwind Quintet from the Corpus Christi Symphony Orchestra. And that was wonderful. That's the way you started off. That is great. And Scott decided to put a candy cane in his bassoon there. It is a festive day, and I can see you're feeling festive as well. Nothing like a little Christmas candy to liven it all up. What do we have next on our musical menu today?
Next up, we have a piece called Rustic Holiday. It's a lively little happy tune by Paul Koepke.
And we like happy, and we like festive. That was festive, indeed. I had this little thought in my head of a young man strolling down a little trail in a snow-covered area, and that's what it does to me anyway. But that's just an interpretation of what you just played. It varies from person to person, indeed. You've got Moonlight Serenade on your menu here.
We do. I know that maybe with a woodwind quintet, that's a little bit of an unusual grouping to take on some Glenn Miller, but we felt like we wanted to do something to provide a little bit of variety, something a little bit lighter on the program today.
Well, let's go. I'm eager to see and hear what this will sound like. And we've got
a little bit
here while we get ready for it. Okay, Moonlight Serenade. That, in a word, was brilliant. That was wonderful. That I had never heard Moonlight Serenade played quite in that fashion and in such a small ensemble to boot. This is great. This is absolutely great.
I saw you dancing.
Slowly, I might add. At my age, that's all I can do is move slow. But that was just wonderful. How long have you all played together as a quintet? Has it been a short amount of time, long amount of time? Just met this morning over coffee? What?
Well, all of these small ensembles are pretty recently formed. So we just got our membership together and rehearsed for the first time a couple of weeks ago. And so now we're off to the races, ready for some performing here and out and about.
Well, we're so glad, and we're certainly honored and privileged that you are here today with us first, and we can showcase the just incredible talent that you all bring to the orchestra, first of all, and then with your quintet here, and hopefully the public will go, we've got to have those guys at our place. We need them performing for us. And speaking of performing for us, what's next on our list here?
Well, so next up on the list, we're going to do a pair of pieces by the classical composer Haydn. So we have a minuet. So again, you might feel the need to dance with that nice, you know, minuet in three. And then we're going to follow that up with a lively presto, also by Haydn.
All right. The Corpus Christi Symphony Orchestra Woodwind Quintet.
Thank you.
Presto. That's what it was called, Presto, and it feels like Presto. We're going to move forward with, I guess, Sounds of the Season, a couple of Christmas songs for us today.
Yes, now we have some Christmas carols coming up next. Did you want to talk at all about the instruments that make up a woodwind?
Yes, we do, because I'm just amazed at the array here. There's flute, clarinet, correct, horn, bassoon, oboe.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I know them all. How did I know that? Maybe it's this little paper in front of me that told me so. That's what it was.
Well, because sometimes people ask questions. They go, well, why is there a horn in a woodwind quintet? Because the French horn is not a woodwind instrument, right?
No.
But we're very happy to have the horn as a member to provide our some lower notes, you know, besides mm-hmm. the bassoon. We have the lower notes on the horn. The horn is very, you know, versatile, because you find horn in the brass quintet yes. as well. So mm-hmm. we like to have horn as a member of the quintet club.
So
there we go. Okay, I was about to say it would have to be some kind of little transition between the brass and the woodwind. So there you are. Good work. And excellent work, actually, what I really should say, because the selections that you've played thus far this afternoon have just been beautiful and wonderful, and we're waiting for some more, and this time some songs of the season. What do we have?
Okay, so our first Christmas carol we have is Angels We Have Heard on High.
Okay, very good. Corpus Christi Symphony Orchestra, Woodwind Quintet. And that was Angels We Have Heard on High, which is one of my favorite Christmas carols, by the way. So thank you very much for that. That was wonderful. We have time just for one more, and what is on our list here?
Okay, well then we're going to go to Deck the Halls
okay.
for a peppy finish. For
Who is Peppy Finish? I know that guy. Thank you. Short, sweet, and to the point. We like that. That is wonderful. Thank you very much, Corpus Christi Symphony Orchestra Woodwind Quintet, comprised of Diana Sipes on flute, Anne Franchoviak on oboe, and also Kelly Lignitz-Hahn on clarinet, Scott Poole on bassoon, and Wanda Avila on horn. And you, sir, are Mark Francis, and that, we've heard the rumor, but but you've got a lot of other things planned with the Symphony Orchestra during the holiday season and upcoming events, too.
That's right. January 12th, Mariachi Vargas will be performing with the Corpus Christi Symphony at the Salina Auditorium, and certainly want everyone to come out and hear this once-in-a-lifetime event. They don't very often play with orchestras, and they haven't been in Corpus Christi in 5 years, so this is a really great chance to hear them and to hear the orchestra.
Very good. And we thank you for bringing in these wonderful musicians today, liven up our little studio here, the Grace Dobson Studios, with some wonderful music. Thank you all very much. Very much appreciated. And again, it is an honor to have you all here playing for us today live on radio, which does not happen very often, but thank you very much. We appreciate it. All right. And that will do it for us. Back to you in the studio, Dora. And bye-bye, everybody.